Derek Warren here with Sheriff Paul Coons, Effingham County Sheriff's Department. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, good morning, Derek. I always enjoy coming up here.
Yeah, it is springtime now, and the sun is shining. It's really beautiful out today, and that means that a lot of farmers are looking to get out in the fields, possibly get a little bit of a head start on some stuff for the spring season. And people got to make sure they know how to drive with these vehicles on the roads as well. They move slower. They slow down slower as well. So you got to make sure that you're safe when you're on the road. So you are also a farmer as well as our county sheriff. So I thought I'd ask you, what are some things that you can look for whenever they're out on the road with you?
Well, you are right, Derek. It's that time of year again. It's time when we start seeing the big tractors and implements on the road. And, you know, last weekend, I was able to get in the field for a little bit to start. Of course, the rain fixed that, and I think we have more rain scheduled this weekend. But when it starts, we'll see them all over the roads. I mean, everyone will come out and work. And it takes special attention to watch for these vehicles, for the tractors and the implements. You know, I ran across this. I didn't realize it was so many, but nationwide there are about 130 deaths every year, according to the National Ag Safety Database, deaths involved in vehicle, farm implement accidents. So 130, wow. that's quite a few. And I do know, you know, if you're in a vehicle and you hit a 20,000-pound tractor towing an implement, the odds are very good that someone's going to be seriously injured. So I like doing these PSAs and talking about road safety when the farmers are on the field. Because, you know, a farmer in a tractor, he has to have lights, he has to have an SMV, but tractors are not really designed for the roadway, and an implement driver driving a tractor, pulling a big implement, the worst place for him to see usually is behind him. That's where his, you know, his vision is not the best, directly behind him. So you have to watch out for these vehicles. And I think the thing that gets most people in trouble are the accidents that I have seen as a police officer are ones where people misjudge the amount of time they have to slow or react.
Yeah.
Because a farm implement may be traveling, you know, 16 to 23 miles an hour, and you see it up ahead of you, but it doesn't maybe click that you're going to overtake that much quicker than you would a motor vehicle if it was on the roadway.
Yeah, they move slower, and it's obviously for safety reasons, and their vehicles don't go that fast, obviously. The farm equipment doesn't, but it takes a while for them to get sped up to that speed to begin with, so that even if they just pull out on the road, it still takes them a little bit of time to get up to their max speed, and that can make all the difference if you're coming up on them real fast. You got to make sure to slow down quicker that way and be prepared for it.
Yes, and to be prepared for if you're meeting a tractor also. I mean, you're not worried about overtaking it, but when you meet an implement, you may see the lights flashing, you may see the tractor coming towards you, but usually the implement or whatever's hooked onto that machine is wider, bigger, takes up more area, should say, than what the tractor itself does. So you have to be careful when you meet a vehicle or a farm implement, because it's, you know, by nature takes up a lot of the road.
Yeah, I got to make sure to get over far enough that if you're coming up on them on the front, or if you're behind them, you try to overtake them, give that extra leeway for them, because they can only get over so far before they start going into the ditch. You know, they try to do their best getting out of the way so people can pass them and get around them, but they got big equipment they're working with, and they can only move it over so far.
Well, that's right, and it seems like, you know, equipment has grown so much in the last, you know, 20 years. We see bigger and bigger equipment that is transported on the roadway. And I won't deny that if you're a motorist or you're trying to go to work or pick up the kids, that it is inconvenient sometimes to have all the implements on the roadway traveling to and from fields. But it's just that time of year where we have to take a deep breath and share the road, because they have a job to do too. And I didn't realize that was one of the most dangerous occupations is to be a farmer. And about 28% of all farm fatalities are due to a farm vehicle accident. You know, I didn't realize that. That is pretty high. That's according to HSE, which is the Health and Safety Executive. But 28%, that's a big number. You know, it's over a quarter of all fatal farm accidents involve a vehicle.
Yeah, and that's with the training that they have and the know-how for the equipment that they're using every year. They already know how to use it, but it can still go wrong if they try to speed up something or go too fast or something were to happen. That equipment is very lethal in a way because of how big it is and how heavy all the equipment is.
Yes, and, you know, I won't deny either that a lot of times when you see a farmer on the roadway, and let's say it's, in the evening or even at night, there's a good chance he's been in that piece of equipment for hours. You know, and I'm not justifying that. I'm not saying it's right. But when it's time to go in the field, most farmers, you know, work like crazy to try to get things done. And you know, they're in that seat for 16 hours a day sometimes. And that doesn't help either. I know it doesn't. Because when you get fatigued, you don't make as good a decisions, I believe. I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying that, you know, you've got to give them some room when you meet them. And though, too, farmers, you know, we have a lot of farmers in our area, but they have a part to do, too. And some of that is lighting. It always scares me when I see an implement on the roadway at night or in the dark that doesn't have proper lighting. Of course, we recognize and we know we have to have SMV, the triangle symbols that are reflective on the back of the equipment. But lighting is also required from 30 minutes before sunset to 30 minutes after sunrise. And that's important because that's the first thing. You have to be seen out there on the road because people do overtake you so quickly. You know, you have to have, of course, headlights on the front of your implement, the front of your vehicle, red lamps on the rear, and at least one flashing orange light during those hours of darkness. And I did handle an accident. It's been years ago on the two-lane state highway. A combine had an SMV reflective triangle, but it didn't have any lights, and it was, right at dark. You could still see a little, but of course the farmer was trying to get something done, finish up, but he got out on the two-lane road, and a car just didn't see him and crashed into the back of that machine. And there was no, you can see, and there was no doubt he should have had lights on that. So that's unfortunate. But everybody has a part to do in this. And everybody, whether you're driving a tractor or whether you're in your motor vehicle, all drivers, you have an obligation to exercise due care. Now, they call them accidents for a reason, because no one intends to be in an accident. But you need to always use due care, and that's, to be polite and give people the benefit of the doubt and the extra roadway when they need it.
Yeah, definitely. And the point around having lights 30 minutes before sunset and after sunrise, you never know the situation. Somebody could have just got up out of bed going to work in the morning, and they're still a little bleary-eyed whenever they're behind the wheel sometimes in the morning. And they're not looking for a farm equipment or something. They say they don't have their lights, and they're not looking for it, and then an accident happens that way. Like, it can happen at any point, any time, any way, really. And that's something you got to look out for, got to prepare for.
Well, that could be very true. I just know the state law is written that way, that you have to have it 30 minutes before sunset, 30 minutes after sunrise. And also, studies have shown that most vehicle and farm implement accidents occur when the farm implement is turning at an intersection, yeah, or turning into a field. And I could see how that would be dangerous, because we may not know, we may not be able to see when we're a vehicle that there is a field entrance up ahead, you know, that the farmer has to slow down for, swing out and pull in. So I can see how that could occur and why that is a prime place for accidents to occur. But again, you know, you've got to be aware and cautious anytime you're around a farm implement or driving. So, you know, because you don't know exactly, you know, what may happen.
Yeah, and then they got to take wide turns. It's like being around a semi, you know, they take wide turns either left or right, and they got to have that extra room to get everything to not fall into the ditch while they're making that turn or something like that. So you got to give them room whenever they're doing this stuff and just slow down and be aware, and that can make all the difference.
Yes, I agree. It's sort of a rite of spring in our area to see, yeah, all the implements and tractors on the roadway in the spring. It's going to be here before we know it. And it signals a new time of year.
Yeah, and just think those farmers doing their job, and by the time fall comes around, there can be food on your table.
I mean, there you go.
You go to any sort of farmer market here in Effingham or in the surrounding area, that could be straight from the fields here in this area. You never know.
Yeah. So anyway, it's that time of year. Watch out for farm implements.
Definitely.